Hello, my name is Anna, and you're listening to Border Crossings. Today, I got to speak to the sisters Manami and Akita from Bibi Matsuda, a genre-bending duo based in New York. They're releasing their debut EP, 1111, on November 11th. Working together for years now, they've really seen themselves grow and evolve over time in both their personal lives and their work.
I think that in the beginning, we always knew that we could sing. Like, we've been singing and dancing and writing together since we were as young as we can remember, in diapers and everything. But, you know, back then there was that inconfidence and, can I really do this? Can I really pursue this? Versus now, it's bigger than just us, you know. It's about so many other things. It's about the way that we could affect people, and plus we're very confident now, and we know what we want to give to the world. And we've changed so much.
I think when we kind of considered doing it full-time professionally is when we just, I guess, felt that, you know, euphoria and how it feels, like that high of performing for people and how it makes people smile and the joy it can just bring people. We was like, man, this is something we want to do for like ever. Just being able to use our voice and our bodies dancing and bringing like happiness to people. I think it was very young when we knew like, this is it.
Connection is a vital part of Bibi Matsuda's drive. Their lyrical work and genre mixing are rooted in wanting people who might feel pushed down to hear themselves represented, seen, and celebrated in their work.
So many people might look at me and Akita and just be like, oh, they're attractive, and that's probably it. And it's so crazy because we both were really bullied, and I can just remember being bullied. I was an internet kid. I was very like tech savvy, and just relating to people that have been, you know, the outcasts, they're not the cool kids, and just changing that narrative. And I feel like we have like a coming, not just of age, but just like into our full superhero journey, like this hero's journey that we have in life. And also villains in a way, because in today's society, if you just, you know, maybe think or move differently, you can be like looked at in a negative way. And sometimes when people see how we dress with our clothing, they might assume that it just is purely like a sexual thing, but it's also us embracing our bodies that would never embrace before. We also have been trying to just make sure that our music follows our actual lifestyle, and we always try to make sure our music is authentic and that there are zero caps, as I would say, like in our songs.
Yes, and that also ties into, you know, our sexuality and making sure that our lyrics match the relationships that we were talking about, that we might be writing about within a song. You know, you always think about the way that speaking about a same-sex relationship in a song will translate to viewers and stuff. And so making sure that we're representing ourselves right in lyrics, and that's a lot with our EP and everything that we represent is about, which is standing in your truth.
Bringing that same sense of being in the moment into their music is one of their biggest goals, and they take a lot of inspiration from the past to try to zero in on the present.
Because we went to the Met Museum and just looking at the music section of this museum and seeing how we always, of course, knew that music was spiritual. It's always been spiritual to us, but to see like all the different instruments that were used to talk to their all these different groups of people's gods, and how, like, you know, music was for different points in life, and whether it was used to rile up troops or warriors in ancient times. Music is just there for love, or just to eat a delicious meal, helps you digest your food. What a beautiful person playing the harp.
We want people to know that we believe in being present and having a lot of fun, and we hope that the music is able to keep people present, because it's so easy to disassociate. It's so easy, you know, it's just like a blur. But we want people to be able to really connect and sit with the music and be present with the music, the way that we are.
We really want people with our music is like to pay attention to our lyrics, like, because we want people to know like what we're talking about and so that they can connect on a different level. And we want people to be connected because like Keita's saying, you can hear a song, you know, like that song is so awesome, but you get lost in just having fun that you're like, oh, well, that was just a song. We get over artists really quickly. We get over music really quickly. Like, oh, I'm bored of that song, next song. But we just want to bring back that connection that used to happen when people would actually really go and see a show and really just live in it. And that's what we hope our music does again.
Like no phones, no nothing, just energy.
Yeah, it's just energy.
Bibi Matsuda's debut EP called 1111 will be available on November 11th. This has been Anna for Border Crossings on Voice of America, and now here's a new song from Bibi Matsuda called Desus Falsos.
Murder, colors, marauders, we taking this over.